This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We got a great show for you today, We're going to be talking about black and white thinking. And we're going to talk about why we do it, we're going to talk about how it starts, and we're going to talk about what happens, what the effects are in our relationships, friends and family, co-workers, marriages. You know, I find a lot of times in my work, when I hear clients talk, you'll hear people say always and never, okay? And that's a big one. They always do this. They never listen to me. They always do that. And it's interesting because when we think about this black and white thinking and we take it into consideration of what's really happening, we don't realize how we have a tendency of making one person an angel and the other person a villain. And it's interesting how that can happen, and it's interesting how we can get down that slippery slope, right? And it can happen to the best of us. Somebody can do something great, and we can see no wrong. We see them as being an angel. They're heavenly. Everything about them is perfect. And then we can see one person, and they do one thing wrong, maybe a couple of things that we don't agree with. And we see them as a villain. You know, that I know that a lot of times in our life, we have a tendency of creating that black and white thinking, because why did it start in the first place? Well, it started in the first place because of our childhood, right? Childhood is interesting. Everything was extreme as a kid. Do you remember when you were a kid, right? I mean, some of you probably are pretty young, probably younger than me, probably closer to being a child, right? I mean, I try to act like a child all the time. I mean, that's a big deal. And for the spiritual gurus out there, you know that that's kind of an honor, right? But it's interesting because I look at it from a perspective that when we were kids, we wanted everything now. We were completely bored. You know, a road trip took what we thought was eternity, okay? And, you know, it was interesting because, you know, if somebody didn't like us on the playground, we were upset, we thought about it all day, we would go home, we would think about it at dinner, we would think about it, lament about it for days. It was very interesting. And I think that some of us were able to see as we grew up that we could see a gray area. There were shades of gray. Someone's not completely awesome and perfect, and someone's not completely a jerk. But sometimes we go back into that thinking because it's so, well, it's ingrained. I mean, I feel like it's completely ingrained to some degree, and until we actually get really mindful and start excavating that, it can be challenging. Now, some of you, on the other hand, are listening to the show, and you're like, whoa, wait a second, Ashley, wait a second. I don't think black and white at all. I am living with someone who is, and it's overwhelming. And one day, I can be the most amazing person, and the next day, I can be the biggest jerk on the planet. And that really upsets me, because I'm not the biggest jerk on the planet. I'm actually a good person, and I do good things for this person, but it seems like I have to be on my tippy toes day in and day out to make this relationship successful, because they only see the things that I do that they consider wrong. And I understand that, and I understand where you are, and I can understand that that can be not only stressful, but also kind of depressing. When you're wanting someone to not only understand that you're there for them, that you care for them, that you're married to them or you're living with them, and whatever, it's hard when someone doesn't see your contribution. It's hard when someone doesn't see you for your value. You know, it's interesting. I've belonged to some organizations throughout my life and been on the radio for a very long time. And it's interesting because when you go, I guess the first time I was on the radio, the very first show was May of 2012, and I consider that a long time, consistently, every week, multiple times a week. And it's interesting because I remember in a situation when someone told me it wasn't what you did, it was how you left this particular meeting. And I remember thinking in my head, I've dedicated XYZ amount of years to this situation, and you're basically chalking this whole thing up to the way this one meeting went? And that's how you're going to look at me and define me for the rest of my life. Well, you know what? I'm done. And, you know, I realize life is interesting because you end up moving out and you hang out with people that finally get your value and see it to some degree. And I've realized, though, that was painted us. You know, some might have heard this before. If you've watched any of the stuff that I have on my website or on my YouTube, if you go to AshleyBurgess.com or you go to YouTube and you put Ashley, B-E-R, remember, no U's, B-E-R-G-E-S. And I talk about this, about the painting being painted black or being painted white. And there was a time in my life where I was dealing with a particular family member who was painting me black. And I never really knew when it was going to happen. But when it happened, it really hit home. When it happened, not only did it hit home, I mean, that's a saying, right? But I think it really shocks you. And I think in the beginning when it begins to happen and you're not prepared and you don't know what's happening, okay, when you don't know what's taking place, you kind of get fearful, you wonder what's being said, you're wondering what's going through their head, you're trying to make it right, you're getting on the call, you're getting on the phone, trying to call them, they're not answering the call. And it's very interesting because what I've found is that when this is happening, I call it avoidance, right? There's this avoidance to you. Because when you were painted white, you could do no wrong. You could call at 2:30 in the morning and that call would be answered with a smile. Okay, not that you did that, but you know what I'm saying. But it's interesting how you can go from being the coolest, best person in the world, that person literally will call a million times a day, check in, text message, whatever that looks like, and then in the blink of an eye can switch. And so if this is happening in your life to you, I ask you a question, how are you dealing with it? How are you processing it? Have you brought it up to the person who's doing this to you? Have you brought it up and kind of shed some light on the situation? And it's very hard because it triggers us, right? It triggers us to be what? We go, okay, I got to defend myself. Let's talk about all the great things I've done. Let's talk about who I am. Let's talk about the dinner that I brought you yesterday when you weren't feeling good. Let's talk about all this stuff. And I find it interesting because I found that because this is such a old way of thinking as far as like when we were kids, right? Everything was extreme. Our friends were the best or our friends were our enemies. The teacher was amazing or the teacher was the worst teacher in the world. This is my favorite class, or I can't stand this class. I never want to do this again. I hate math. I think that some of you might connect with that. Some of you might have hated English. I can't stand literature. This is horrible. But it's interesting because that goes back to that old school way of thinking, the way that we process. And so sometimes, even when we can be very mindful, so some of you out there are extremely mindful. Extremely mindful. So mindful that you're catching nuances, you're working on bettering yourself, you're catching things about yourself that you want to change, augment, work on. But occasionally, because of that old school way of thought becomes so, well, it's just kind of ingrained. It's almost like what I consider a programming, right? That sometimes it can slip between the cracks and we can begin to see somebody painted in a certain way. We see this all over. We see this in family dynamics. We see this especially in the work and business dynamic, right? Where somebody is kind of sought out for being the greatest employee and someone's sought out as being the most horrible person to work with. You know, oh, if you can't avoid working with so-and-so, oh, he'll hate it. Oh, he'll hate it, you know? And it's interesting because it would be interesting if we think about it from putting ourselves in that position. Because I think also when we start champion somebody as being perfect or basically considering somebody to be the villain, we tend to find other groups of people that we connect with and we start telling them how we feel about them. We start spreading the word, good, bad, or indifferent, and we end up joining forces. And I find that that's what makes it challenging. And we have to look at it from the perspective of, would I really approve of this if this was happening to me? And I found that some people are painted so black so well that I can be, many people can fall into the trap. And I look at that and I think about how often we have a tendency of taking sides. And it's interesting because the last few times that I was asked to take sides in some issues, I couldn't take the side because I wasn't there. I wasn't there to see what happened. Did I listen to the person that told me about the experience that they had? Yes. Did I evaluate how I felt about that experience? And did I evaluate about the information that was given to me about said experience? Yeah, I did. But I realized that there is perspective and then there is perception. And the reason why this show is called Perspective is that in order to have a clear perspective, we have to look through all other perceptions. We have to let go of the things that we were raised to do, and we create our unique perspective on life, right? That's why it's not called Perceptions with Ashley Burgess. So it's like when you're dealing with perception, you get into the slippery slope. What were they thinking? What were they thinking? Especially if you're dealing, let's just say you're dealing with two different people or two different groups of people. What were they thinking? What were they thinking? What were their real motives? What were the motives over here? And the truth usually is somewhere, it might not be in the middle, but it's somewhere not on either side. And I've realized that unless I was there to see it for my very eyes, to know inside and out what took place, I can't make a judgment call. I can have a good idea. I can have a beat on things, but I can't make a judgment call and say, this is the truth. No question. I'm going to put my name on this and validate it. No way. No way. And it's interesting because when you realize that, so many people are validating. So many people are validating things that they don't know. So many people are putting their stamp of approval on things that they have no idea. And I find it interesting when people start ganging up at people, and you see it at the work environment very often. You see it in the higher education as well, and in the education and schools and stuff like that, because there's a lot of politics. And I find that interesting too, because the other person that's being ganged up on has a very difficult time proving their value and proving their innocence and proving who they are. And the other side of it that's interesting is that the ones that have been heralded as angels really can do whatever they want to do. There is no rules for them. They fly above the rules. And so I want you to think about that today. We're going to be talking about how often are you painted black? How often have you been painted white? How often has somebody asked you to take sides? Okay, I think that's an interesting thing. And then to think about, has this been done to you, and how did you mitigate it? How did you remedy it? What did you go through to try to show, convince, illuminate other people about your reality? Later on in the hour, Dan Nelson, our resident historian and genealogist, will be joining us for a history lesson today. You know how much I like history. It's always good because, you know, history does have a tendency of obviously repeating itself multiple times. So it's always good to be boned up on our history to know a bit about that. Also, I'll be talking more about this, and Dan will be joining us here in the third segment. And we'll be returning here in a few minutes with a short commercial break. And so please tune back in, because we'll be identifying this, identifying the black and white thinking, understanding what that looks like, and being able to see, am I doing this? Is it happening to me? And how to offset that, right? And how to deal with that properly. So stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back. I'll be back this time. Two shakes. We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. It's glad to be back. Glad to be back today. And today we're talking about black and white thinking. Extreme thinking, right? Think about it. Always, never, perfect, horrible, best and worse. I find it interesting when I hear people who speak a lot in these extremes. They have a tendency of being dramatic. They use a lot of drama to describe things. And that kind of dramatic way of talking, that extreme way of talking, can trigger a lot of people, quite honestly. You know, if you're talking about their establishment, for example, like a restaurant or a hotel, and you're like, this is the absolute worst. I mean, that would trigger me. You know, or this is the worst song I've ever heard, or this is the worst, or this is the worst, or this is the best. And I found that really nothing I've ever seen in my life is either one or the other. It's kind of right somewhere in the middle. Various shades of gray. It's like, you know, when people talk about people and personality disorders and all kinds of different stuff, I say, you know, I think that a lot of people have some symptoms, you know, of different things. I don't think that one person has everything and some people have nothing. I think there's really on a scale, and it's about, you know, being mindful of how we're thinking. It's about being mindful of who we are. And I find that a lot of times when someone is becoming an angel and has been painted white or has been painted black and has become the villain, you know, it's hard to leave that post. And if you're considered the angel, that's not a bad post to be in. Now, it can backfire on you. It can backfire on you because nobody's perfect. You see what I'm saying? So eventually that's going to be, eventually you're going to fall from that platform. And when you fall, it's probably going to hurt pretty bad. Because the person that's made you out to be the angel or the perfect or the perfection is not seeing you clearly. Now, how long that'll last, well, it's up to the person that sees this. It's up to the person that's perceiving you as that. You know, a lot of people say, well, as long as I'm perceived as the best, as long as I'm perceived as the angel, then it's really not a bad deal. And it's like, well, yeah, in the process, in the beginning, it is. But you also have to think about the concept that them perceiving that about you means that they have a clouded judgment in general about people. That means that they make a lot of black and white decisions and choices. That also means that at any point, you could be demoted. The villain side really kind of sucks, though, because, you know, it's really hard to get out of that. It's hard to get out of that because a lot of times when somebody is villainizing another person, they don't just do it themselves. They try to form a group, a hate mob, even if that's at the office, you know, even if that's in the friend group. I mean, I know that a lot of you listening have a large friend group probably, and when one friend falls out of favor with one person, next thing you know, that person's horrible and everybody's talking about them. You know how it is. And it's interesting because that gossip turns into some pain. And the person that's being gossiped about doesn't know it or can't stop it. And it's painful because there's nothing they can do. Their reputation is tanking every single second of every single moment. And everybody's kind of decided that this person's a jerk. And that is a really terrible place to be at because to get out of the penalty box, right, to get out of that painted black box, it's challenging, difficult, and almost impossible. And so the reason why I've decided that this show is so important is that I feel like a lot of us may be either doing this unconsciously or having it done to us, and we don't realize it. And I want to bring this up for clarity so that whether you may be not focusing on what's happening, or maybe we just need to be more mindful, or on the other side, we need to be more mindful that somebody may be treating us this way and we need to act appropriately. Very important stuff. So we'll be talking more about this when I return. Dan Nelson's going to be joining us, our resident historian, our genealogist. You know, as I say, history repeats itself. And, you know, it's all about the history perspective. So stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking at the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Up to 25,000 National Guard troops are heading to Washington, D.C. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. A Guard spokesman saying their mission will be to support federal law enforcement and protect the nation's capital. The Secret Service is in charge of security preparations. Reaction still coming in to President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus stimulus plan that he unveiled on Thursday night. The plan calls for an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and also sending money to state and local governments that were affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Regarding all this extra spending, Job Creators CEO Alfredo Ortiz reminds everyone.
So they're not worried about how they're going to pay for it because they just think we can keep printing money and there's going to be no impact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about black and white thinking, about always and never, perfect and horrible. And, you know, a lot of us find ourselves, well, we think this way sometimes, and we don't realize the fact that we think that way. We don't realize the fact that we are thinking that or creating that in our own head. And a lot of times it's interesting because I find that also we don't also realize when other people are doing that to us. And I find that that's very important to think about because I feel that when we don't realize that, we get sucked into trying to either change. We get sucked into trying to change or to be better. We get sucked into trying to augment the reality. We also get sucked into trying to be different. And I feel that that becomes an issue because we aren't being honest with ourselves. And I find that that's also something that we have to figure out because we get to the point where we're trying to make somebody see our value instead of us realizing that it's not about that at all. And I think that is so important to really think about. And I think that is something that we have to really analyze, because we start actually getting to the point where we're not being ourselves. We get to the point where we're trying to impress somebody. We get to the point where we get defeated. I mean, how often have you come across someone you don't even realize has colored you black or villainized you, and you've tried everything in the book to be the best person. You've done everything to go out of your way. You've tried everything. You keep doing it. And what happens? You start getting sad. You get depressed. You maybe get resentful. You might get angry. You might say, you know what? I'm going to block them. I'm over this. I'm tired of this. And because you keep trying to jump through a hoop, and it doesn't work. Nothing works. But a lot of times in those situations, we don't realize that that is what has actually taken place. Because if we knew, we would realize the situation we were in. Now, some of us would still try to convey the message, change the situation, make them see us and make them see us in a different light. But in reality, you know what? It's like if we knew that the situation was happening and they were actually seeing us using black and white thinking and they had put us in that penalty box, we would actually probably act different. Many of us would probably stop right there and say, okay, I'm going to go on and be very observant. I'm going to explain how I feel, and that's what I'm going to do. And if they don't understand that or they don't want to see the reality, I'm out. I think that also some of us get sucked into the love bombing. We get sucked into the people that really, we can do no wrong in their eyes, right? And it's very powerful and fun. But is that real? And that's the question we have to ask. Is that real? Because to some degree it's not. Really, it's not real at all. And so we end up finding out that we're judging ourselves about how great we are based on this particular perception of this other person, when we don't realize that honestly they painted us white. And you can use whatever colors you want, but the reason why we use white and black is because it's extreme, right? There's a gray. But it's like we don't realize that, and so we start catering to them. They start being our world because they see us, right? They see us, all our value, all our amazingness. And I always think that that's very interesting, because we're kind of working at a deficit, because we really need to see and spend time with people and be in organizations and hang out with other people and be involved in groups where people see us authentically and for who we are. We might not always agree with one another. We might not always agree with our thoughts or feelings or decisions or whatever, or the way that we do certain things. But at the same point, we all have a right to speak and talk about what we need to talk about. And nobody should become the angel or villainized. And I find that that's what's happening in a lot of our organizations. Especially a lot of us are working for companies, and many of you out there work for companies where you feel like it's completely political. Correct? And maybe you even have a group of friends that you really enjoy, love hanging out with, but that one person keeps talking about you, or that one person keeps sharing with everybody else about how you did this wrong or how you did that wrong. And it seems like the last few times that you've hung out with folks, it wasn't very cool, and you kind of felt like an outsider. And you're like, well, maybe I don't have any friends. Maybe COVID really screwed up my friends thing, and I just need to go find another group of friends. And that might be the case. I'm not arguing that, but it's nice to be able to see it for what it is. You know, we have to realize it's happening, so we have to be mindful of it actually taking place. We have to be mindful of the fact that it's actually happening. We have to be mindful of it. We can't get into the blowing of smoke when it's really a positive thing and start seeing that as reality. See, that's one of the hardest things to see. We can see when someone is painting us black, but can we always see the other side of it? Can we always see their side of it when someone's kissing your butt? Oh, can you see it? I don't know. And, you know, I also feel like we also, when this is happening, the other person's not really seeing our value. Even if they're painting us white, they're seeing what they want to see, and they're taking that in directly related to how they're coloring who we are. It's not based on ability. It's not based on, you know, what we've contributed. It's not based on our being, like the internal being of us. And I think that's something that we have to gauge. I also think that many of us need to ask ourselves, how often are we listening to other people tell us about other people and making that as our reality without ever really seeing that for our own two eyes or being a part of it? And I know that, you know, I've been in the middle of it before. I've been in the middle where I'm listening and, you know, and then it's like, well, God, you know, I hear it, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. You know, I mean, we've all been on those sides where you want to believe somebody, but then it's like you're kind of cornered because you like all the people involved, or you generally like everybody involved, or you don't hate anybody. I've learned a long time ago how not to hate anybody. I don't really even dislike anybody. I mean, there's a few people that I don't trust at all. They're not around me, and I do not keep people that I don't trust around me. I know that people say keep your enemies close. Well, you know what? Those people never knew what to deal with enemies at all. Yeah, but it's interesting because it's about trust versus not trust. It's about authentic versus unauthentic. It's not about, you know, savior or angel or, you know, or villain. And so we'll talk more about that here in just a little while, because I want to give you some tips and some golden nuggets of information in our last segment here and after this segment to really help you to really see when it's happening or understand how to deal with it or be able to just ask those questions and be able to connect with yourself and resonate with that higher frequency to know when somebody's doing that, and also to connect with the fact of when you're trying to impress on them that you're a good person. Because when we try to impress on other people that we're a good person, we kind of lose out on our own identity. Now at this time, it is time for our historical perspective, and Dan Nelson is our resident genealogist and our resident historian here. And so, Dan, so glad to have you on the air. What do you have for us today?
Well, this is actually a story from my own family tree. This is my 13-times great-grandfather, Christopher Newport. Sounds like one of those made-up names, you know, with the last name Newport. But anyways, he was born in 1561 in Limehouse on the River Thames in England, and he went to sea, because, of course, if your name's Newport, it's got to be a sailor. And he quickly rose to the rank of master mariner, and he went into basically the Navy, but became a privateer, which was a legal pirate, where he was an English privateer, so anybody that England was at war with, he could go and attack their ships. So he raided Spanish freighters in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Are you there, Dan? It looks like we have a audio situation. Dan, can you hear us? Yeah. Okay, hold on. Looks like we have an audio situation here. Let's call Dan back here, see what we got. Dan was in the middle of telling us a story about the Caribbean, which is good. But unfortunately, we have lost the signal. So let's see what's happening here. We will get there soon. So, Dan, so you were in the Caribbean talking. Can you continue from there?
Again, I guess we lost the reception over the Caribbean. But anyways, he was in a fight, and during that fight, he lost an arm. So he's starting to really, you know, take the image here of a pirate with losing one arm in battle. So for 20 years, he kept doing these raids, a lot of them off of Cuba. And his big prize in 1592, he captured a Portuguese ship when they were at war with the English, and it was the greatest plunder of the century. So they captured 500 tons of spices, silks, gemstones, and other treasures. And then he raided a town called Porto Caballos, and then he ended up taking back to England, to King James I, two baby crocodiles and a wild boar, because he had a fascination with exotic animals. And, you know, when you're the king, you could do that. So he had a great, you know, reputation, a lot of experience. So he was hired by the Virginia Company of London, which the Virginia Company was charged with settling Virginia. So he was told by King James, hey, you need to go settle a colony here in Virginia. So he took a ship with 71 colonists, all male. One of them was a John Smith of Jamestown fame. And He himself, Newport, was a governing member of the council, and when they got there to the bay, he erected a cross at the mouth of the bay and named it Prince Henry, or claimed Cape Prince Henry, to claim the land for the crown. And then he basically ended up and going setting up Jamestown. And they were there, you know, building their fort and all that kind of stuff. So they said, okay, well, the fort's done. Why don't you sail back to London and get some more supplies? So he sailed back with a load of pyrite. For those of you who don't know what pyrite is, that's fool's gold. So not so good when you get back to London and they go, hey, dude, this is just no good. This is fake stuff. But he left behind 104 colonists because there was another ship that had come also. And then when he came back to Virginia with additional supplies, because times were so tough that half the colonists perished in the winter of 1607, 1608. So he said, hey, you need to get out of here again to go get some more supplies. So at the time he left, he brought 120 people, and now there were 100, the second time 120. So now there were 158, which means 38 out of the 71 had survived. So he heads back. Takes a Powhatan tribesman with him named Namontoc to London, and he was very popular to bring this Powhatan prince back. And then he showed up with, took off with about 150 tons of cargo, including two women from England, a gentlewoman and a woman servant. And they went back to Virginia to sort of crown Powhatan as a ceremonial king, you know, reporting to the English, and he didn't care much for that. He said, I'm already a king, why do I need your king to be, you know, bowing down to your king? So then they set up the third trip, and on this third trip, it was a huge voyage, and they had nine ships, and they hit a massive three-day-long storm and became separated. So the ship he was on, the Sea Venture, was leaking heavily, lost her caulking, so they drove her upon a reef outside of Bermuda to keep her from foundering. And from that one ship, they were able to build two ships, so 150 colonists, smaller ships, and crew members, and one dog headed out, and they got to Jamestown 10 months later than planned. And while they were gone, 80% of the colonists in Jamestown had died during what they called the starving time. And so they get there, they didn't have a lot of supplies to share because, of course, they'd used them on Bermuda. So they said, hey, we got to go back to England. So they boarded up everybody from Jamestown on the ships, again, to go back to England, and that would have been the end of Jamestown, the end of a lot of our ancestors that caused us to be here. And as they were going down the channel, they met a supply mission coming up, the fourth one, headed by a new governor, and said, hey, no, turn around. We're going to stay here. So that was the end of Newport returned back to London. He was done with Jamestown at that point. He joined the Royal Navy again and became a sailor for the English East India Company, commanded his 12th voyage of the company to the Far East. And then he was in South Africa as of 1617, and then sometime after that he died in Java, a part of Indonesia, of unknown causes. So this Christopher, you know, without him and him leading those three supply voyages, there would have not been a Jamestown. And it was definitely one of those deals where, you know, you send five so that maybe one out of the five makes it. I mean, nobody did that math originally, but that's sort of what happened to eventually, you know, lead to the successful settlement of Virginia. So quite a life as a mariner, and ended up dying on one of his voyages.
Very interesting. East India Company, and I know that a lot of us are probably familiar with Pirates of the Caribbean and what have you, and obviously Danny, who brought this to life for us, and very interesting, all the experiences that he had. I think this is amazing, and Dan, I really love what you share with us. I think it's, as we know, history is so important, and it really does shape the world that we live in, and the more that we know, the better we are, right? So stay tuned. When we return, we talk more about mindfulness, how to catch the process of black and white thinking, how to catch it in yourself, how to catch it with other people, and what you can do to basically, well, set yourself free with this situation, because, well, we don't have to play into that game any longer. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, well, we just got done with Dan, which was a really great story, by the way, and I don't know if you've ever watched the Pirates of the Caribbean and the East Indian Trading Company and all that stuff. It's really interesting that a lot of this is actually real. No, obviously not the Johnny Depp part, but it was very interesting, and I really like to connect with history because it is powerful, and when we know our history, that's why we, you know, it's very interesting to have because it arms us with the knowledge and the wisdom we need to do things better in the future. And so, we've been talking about black and white thinking. We've been talking about always and never, you know, perfect and horrible, best and worst. And, you know, we talked about the concept of how it happens to us. What happens when people are coloring us black? What happens when people are coloring us white? How do we know? Also, how do we know when we're doing it? So the first thing that I want to bring up here in the last few minutes of the show here, and if you're wherever you're listening to, wherever you're listening to the show nationally on USA Radio Networks, GCN, what have you, whether you're watching, some folks are watching on social media, on Facebook, you can also start there and you can actually watch the show, the video part of the show. However, the very first thing, and on YouTube, and the very first thing is, you know, mindfulness. Mindfulness is key here. Mindfulness is totally key. Until we're mindful of what we're saying and doing, and more than that is our thoughts, how we think about someone else. Until we actually see how we feel and think about someone else, we cannot understand why we make choices that we do. We have to understand the thoughts before we understand the actions behind them. You know, and that goes two ways, too. So us being mindful to make sure that we're not doing that, but also for us to be mindful to catch if we're doing it and for us to correct that, but also to be mindful if other people are actually doing that to us. Many times we can fall prey into that, trying to prove our value. We can try to be better than we were yesterday, just trying to prove to them, not for us, which we should be being better than we were yesterday, but that should be a personal situation. We need to catch the thought process when it's happening in our life. We don't want to fall trap into trying to prove ourselves to other people who do not see our value. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I want to underline in today's show is that if someone doesn't see your value, you know, we got to put it out there. We got to put it out there. We got to say, hey, you know what? I feel this way or I feel that way. Or, you know, hey, I just want to point out something, and not aggressively, because the other person might not realize it, or they may realize it. They may be fully conscious of what they're doing. But I don't think many people are. And I think the black and white thinking is groupthink a lot of times too, right? Because it's easier to sit there and villainize someone or make them an angel instead of sitting there saying, well, you know, they did this and, well, they did that, but they did this, but, well, they did that. You see what I'm saying? And so, and I think that, you know, us in society, with everything that's going on, everybody wants the quick news, right? Everybody wants the quick story. Instead of really analyzing, okay, there's good sides, bad sides, there's positives, there's negatives. And I think ultimately, we have to see that black and white thinking in our life. We have to see it, we have to observe it, we have to be aware of it. You know, and I feel like that's when we finally become a powerful individual, is that we begin to see all sides of folks, because we have all sides to us. Nobody's perfect. I haven't met anybody that's perfect. I've met people try to be perfect, but man, the more and more you try to be perfect, the harder it gets. You know, it's like we have to allow ourselves to be somewhat human, but working to be better than we were yesterday, trying to figure out how can I better myself? What can I do? How can I be better to other people? How can I be better to myself? How can I, you know, unconditionally love people? How can I unconditionally love myself? Really forcing us to not talk about people or to gossip or to be in that level, but to actually use that time and energy and expertise into making ourselves better. And that's what's so powerful. If you weren't doing that, you wouldn't be listening to the show, period, end of story. And, you know, I get that. And so it's, you know, like-minded talking like-minded. I know that to some degree I've probably been preaching to the choir a little bit today, which is good. It's not a bad thing. Reinforcement's not a bad thing because it keeps us on track. If you haven't already, please check out my website, AshleyBerges.com, AshleyBerges.com, or check out my other website, www.the10daychallenge.com, and just the number 10, the10daychallenge.com. So in the meantime, check out some of the latest videos that we have up on YouTube. We put up a new video every week, at least one, and we'll be putting up another one here, I think, tomorrow. And if you have any content or thoughts for the show, please reach out as well. You can go to theashleyburgess.com. You can click on that contact sheet, and you can send me a message, and I will get back to you ASAP. I hope that you have enjoyed the show today, and we have another show for you next week. We are not preempted by any sort of basketball, I don't think, from here on out. We'll see. There might be, but we won't be next week. So stay tuned. So we'll be here on social media. We'll also be live on national radio in the process. So I look forward to seeing you. And in the meantime, have a great day. And don't forget to live your true life and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back in three shakes.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.